We are just a day away from the State of the Union address, and there are a lot of things to be addressed in Washington, including an unfinished debt ceiling debate and what could be a final version of the Farm Bill.
But President Obama is expected to focus his State of the Union address on income inequality and economic mobility, as well as immigration, education, and of course, healthcare reform. NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us now for a preview. Hi there, Ron.
Good to be with you.
So, Ron, let's start off with expectations. This is what the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said over the weekend.
What we saw last year in 2013 was a Washington that did not deliver for the American people. And the president sees this as a year of action.
Obviously, Jay Carney is President Obama's spokesperson. But why do you think that the president, if you do think, Ron, that he might be more successful at accomplishing his agenda this year at all?
Largely because expectations are lower, Meghna. You know, last year hopes were high on gun control, immigration, the debt deals that they thought maybe the two parties could negotiate, job creation, and the implementing of Obamacare. That's 1 year ago today. Instead, what we got was a lot of disappointment and frustration and real setbacks and complications from overseas. And this year, the White House is setting the bar much lower. They're talking about doing what they can with executive orders rather than legislation in Congress. And, you know, this is nothing new. People always see a reelected president as trailing clouds of victory, and they expect all that to translate into action on Capitol Hill. But, in fact, presidents in the fifth year of office are often frustrated by Congress, and they find it very difficult to achieve their agenda in that period of time.
Mm. Ron, I have to say that seems, forget about Republican or Democrat, that seems kind of depressing that you get 1.5, 2 years into your second term and you can't do anything. You're saying that's typical? That's what happens every time?
It's typical that the fifth year is disappointing. Mm. Sometimes year six, as in the Reagan administration, year six was an enormously productive year in Congress, passing a huge tax overhaul, passing a big immigration bill that was really the last one we've had of a comprehensive nature, and a lot of other things besides. So there have been exceptions. In the sixth year, it can jump back. And in the seventh and eighth year, we have often seen second-term presidents do better.
And also the speech, of course, is going to be about the midterm elections and setting the table for the 2014 elections. What about that? What is President Obama trying to do here?
In a sense, it's the same agenda, whether you're talking about what they want to try to do or what they want to talk about in November. Yes, as you mentioned in your lead, income inequality is sure to be a big part of the talk. We're going to hear about pushing further on the minimum wage. We're going to hear about trying to extend unemployment benefits for people in the long-term unemployed category. And the president's also going to talk about having already gotten a voluntary agreement from a number of the country's largest employers to not discriminate against the long-term unemployed when they hire. That's not the same thing as a commitment to hire them, but at least not to discriminate against them.
Mm. Now, Ron, let's take a quick look at what folks on the other side of the aisle are saying. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Fox News Sunday that overall he believes that the president has not moved enough to the center.
Yes. The president has sort of hung out on the left and tried to get what he wants through the bureaucracy as opposed to moving to the political center.
Ron, I guess my question is, does the president at all feel that he needs to use the State of the Union to tack closer to the center or not?
This would not appear to be his theme. And everything that we've heard about the message we're going to hear tomorrow night, the president seems to be staking out certain ground for things he thinks need to be done. We talked a little about income inequality. There will also be talk about immigration. There will be talk about energy and the entire panoply of subjects, perhaps pretty light on the foreign policy stuff. But he's going to be talking about what he wants to do and what he will try to do with Congress or without Congress. That's where all those executive orders and other things that I mentioned a moment ago would come in. The president doesn't feel as though he needs to tack further to the center, at least by the definition of Mitch McConnell. From the White House's perspective, the president did tack to the center when they negotiated the health care bill instead of doing, say, for example, single payer or some kind of a public option to help people buy their health insurance. They do feel that they tacked to the center in offering budget deals to the Republicans. They feel that they offered to reduce the long-term drivers of the debt in terms of Social Security and Medicare guarantees. And they don't feel that they got a reciprocal agreement from the Republicans. So I don't see a big move to the center coming tomorrow night.
All right, Ron. Well, meanwhile, there are a couple of issues that have to be dealt with in Washington before the end of next month. And one of them is the debt ceiling, whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. Here we are again with the good old fashioned threat of default for the United States. Tell us about what's going on there, because there have been some words on both sides about that.
Yes. And the Republicans have decided not to hold out for more spending cuts this time around when we've had these previous showdowns over the debt limit. The Republicans have said, we're only going to give you as much new borrowing authority as you will take out of the spending side of the equation and no new taxes. That has been their mantra and that has been their negotiating position. That is, to a large degree, how we got to the sequester and how we got to the budget situation we were in the summer of 2011. Some semi-disastrous consequences came from that, including a downgrading of U.S. debt obligations. And then we got a budget compromise last year to supposedly avoid that, with the caveat that the debt limit would still have to be separately negotiated. We're going to hit the debt ceiling, according to the Treasury Department, around the end of next month, the end of February. And so we need to do something fairly soon. Now the Republicans say their new demand is that Obamacare be radically redone, restructured, and that the president agree to their ideas about Obamacare, or they will not raise the debt limit.
But he's not going to do that.
No, he's not. And the president has made it very clear that's not a negotiable item. And moreover, the president has said he's not willing to negotiate over the raising of the debt limit at all. He just thinks the Republicans and everyone in Congress ought to go ahead and allow the Treasury to borrow as much money as is shortfall between what the Congress has legislated as spending and what the Congress has legislated as revenue. If there's a shortfall, and as we all know, it's big, then they should cover it with more borrowing authority. And the president says that's Congress's job. He'll be glad to stand out of the way and let them do it.
And Ron, finally, let me ask you about something which may not lend itself to sweeping presidential oratory, but it's really important in terms of how the nation functions and says a lot about Congress, and that is the farm bill. It looks like we might actually get a new farm bill soon. Have negotiators been able to hash out a compromise?
Yes, it appears that they have, and that is certainly good news for the nation's farmers and the nation's eaters also, I might add. The commodity deals had pretty much been worked out long ago. One of the big hang-ups was food stamps. The Republicans were looking for savings in the food stamp program along the order of nearly $40 billion over the next 10 years. The Democrats offered one-tenth of that amount cuts, but only one-tenth as much. And in the end, it looks like they're compromising between $8 and $9 billion over 10 years. That's a lot closer to the Democrats' number, but year by year, it's about half of the distance between the two positions. In a mathematical, algorithmic sense, it works out to that. In the long run, there'll be more money for food stamps than there would have been had the original Republican cut been accepted by the Democrats. And then there's the dairy program, and you really don't want to know about the root canal of all the ins and outs of that. But it looks like they've worked it out. We could see a vote in the House as soon as Wednesday morning.
Well, Ron Elving is senior Washington editor for NPR. Thanks as always, Ron.
Thank you.